Welcome to Money Matters on Lagos Talks 91.3. I have Ugodre live with me on Instagram. Ugodre, good morning.
Hey, Mr. Adu, morning.
Good morning to you. How is the lockdown going over there?
It's okay. It was about time. We had some water on the very hot weather.
Yeah.
It was okay. How...
Well, over here, it's just almost pretty much business as usual, but we're holding down. We're holding down. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good to see you. Well, of course, as always, there are many questions that have been racked up, and, you know, particularly in this time where people are uncertain about palliatives and economies are looking like they're going into recession and oil prices going haywire. There are lots of questions that are already stacked up for you. So I'm just going to go ahead and start to take the questions. But whilst I do that, I want to mention to those of you listening over the radio that if you want to ask a question, you can please do send it to our WhatsApp line. That's 0809-234-5913. So you can send it to us there, or you can just post it on our Instagram live where Ugodre and I are already there at Lagos Talks 913. Okay, so the first question here. So some fintechs, and an individual is asking a question, says, can you tell why some fintechs, he mentions the name here, charge 419.5.15 naira for a dollar when the official exchange rate is 380 naira? Can you want to give an explanation to that?
Well, he's correct. Some fintechs charge that much. A lot of them, actually, if not all of them. They do this because nobody wants an exchange rate loss. So when they, because they need to facilitate that, so buy dollars. Mm-hmm. And let's know that, I mean, you can't get dollars anywhere because selling at that rate. So for you to want to get dollars at any you pay a bit of a premium for it. So that's
this is somewhat due to like scarcity.
Yes, scarcity. It's a combination of, and then there are charges as well. Paid charges, actions like this. Mm-hmm. So that's why you see that premium, like a 10% or so, difference on the price. So that's why it's about 4. Ad charges. By the time you charge, you gotta make a little bit of a margin on it. Then you would see that price at 420. Yeah.
Well,
so the best thing for you to do, or maybe you want to buy, or you want to earn dollars, and you don't want to earn through fintechs, because you know the funny thing is that buying, they charge you 420, right? Okay. But when you're selling to them, maybe you earn dollars and then they want to convert it to you in naira. They're going to convert it to you
at 380.
So they basically
earn a profit. Wow. That's good to know. Well, thanks a lot for sharing that. So one should always bear that in mind. Anyway, another person here is talking about loans now. His name is Emeka, and he's sending this message from Yaba. He says, hello, money man. Please, I need advice. He says, I'm a small business owner into distribution of stationery to offices, and at the moment, business is on hold, obviously. He says, what can I do to sustain my staff without spending all the profits we have gathered over time? And is now asked, he asked the question that most businesses most likely will be asking as well. Do I get a loan to cater to all the salaries and exigencies that I do have to cater to?
Emeka, I don't envy you at all. You know, like, I feel for you. A lot of people are in your and, you know, do they fire their employees, keep them on? How are they going to pay their salaries? Because, you know, they don't have that money. You know, this is what I would suggest. A lot of businesses are not going to take on your orders. And even if they take on your orders, they're not going to pay you because what you need now is cash. And it's cash that you're looking for.
Mm.
But I suggest that you do is one, you know, get some of your staff to on maybe 2 weeks on paid leave. I think your staff will understand that. They're not fired. It's just gotta go so that you know, you don't need to owe them. And remember, they're also not working, you know, as much as they probably would when in house. So you have them go on some kind of and then secondly, if you can get a loan, thank you. It's a liquidity crisis that we're in, not necessarily because you got a bad business. It's just that there's just no liquidity. So if you can get a loan, I think so that you can have enough cash flow to survive. So those are the two things I would advise for you.
So he should to do. He should get his staff to.
That you do.
He should get his staff to go on maybe some leave, unpaid leave, maybe 2 weeks and thereabout. And then if he could get a loan, you don't think it's a bad idea?
Yes. So if you've got just staff, yes, those ones can go on unpaid leave. Then, you know, essentially, you can, you should do. So have some go on paid leave. When everything resumes again, they can come back. And then if you can get a look, because people that are going to survive this are people that got cash.
People that are going to survive this are people that got cash. Well, if you're just joining us, this is Lagos Talks 91.3 FM, and I'm joined by the money man, Ugodre, live on our Instagram platform. That's at Lagos Talks 913. Normally, you know, Ugodre will be in the studio here for Money Matters, but of course, we all have to observe and practice social distancing, and we're trying to take advantage of technology here. So if you want to join us, please do go ahead at Lagos Talks 913. On Instagram, Lagos Talks 913. You can join us and watch us live there, or you can just listen in from the comfort of your home via the radio dial. Well, there are lots of questions, like I did say. Let me just go to this one from Polo. He says, please, I want to know the kind of brokers that accept Nigerians for options trading. He says, also, what is the minimum amount that is required to trade with these people? That's Polo. So options trading, he says, the kind of brokers that accept Nigerians for options trading, and also the minimum amount that's required to trade with them.
Polo. To do options trading, some high speed trading. Polo. I don't think I'm going to mention names here because the Security and Exchange Commission does not currently options trading in Nigeria. Options trading is you trading on options to buy or in the future. So you don't have that here yet.
Mm.
if you want to do options trading for Nigeria, I can't recommend the platform on radio. No, I'm not going to do that. Maybe privately, I can do it. But abroad, you know, whereas definitely you can do options trading over there, but not here. In Nigeria, it's still kind of like on the ground. You know what I mean? I do like...
Yeah, I understand. It's below the surface.
Yeah. And all that to do it. But it's not regulated. And I mean, I'm not going to recommend those apps to you. You got to be... there's something called investor protection.
Okay.
Always protect our investors or our listeners. So maybe good. Online Google research, or maybe buzz me later, you know, on Twitter, and then maybe I can make some recommendations.
I think it's a smart idea. I think it's great. This is from Emmanuel. It says, good morning man. It says, please, I have a question. I did 5 million naira in treasury bills for 365 days, he says, which will mature in November. He says, my question is it possible for Nigeria to enter such a bad recession and economic downturn that they will not be able to repay?
We can get into a recession and the government will not be able to pay, or maybe, you know, push payment by another quarter. But chances of this happening is very slim, very, very slim. That's why it's treasury bills. I don't think it's going to happen, if you ask me.
Okay.
I mean, I would bet against it happening. I think the government is going to pay their treasury bills. And the worst thing they can do is print and then pay you. But be rest assured that the government is, you know, your treasury bills come November. Even if a recession comes in, or we have you know, an economic downturn that like a lot late, the government will still be able to pay. I mean, people will still move around. We've been in a recession before, haven't we?
Yes,
in 2016. Still went around paying all most of their bills. The problem with recession is their growth. So businesses are not growing. That's why it's called a recession. You're not going to get paid for your money. Government borrowing.
Sorry, we didn't get that part.
Faith and credit.
We didn't get the last part you just said now.
Okay, so I said government backs treasury bills,
okay,
with full faith and credit, like,
okay,
so that you're going to get payments. They will pay you. I'm pretty sure about that. Okay. The only difference is that the rates are very low now. I do interest rates are like 5%, 4%, in some cases 2%, depending on the tenure.
Wow.
So is that something? Yeah, I mean, like, so if you put 5 million in a treasury bill, I mean, you're going to be getting 250 naira, like, in a year, or in 90 days.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so someone is asking a question. Sorry to cut in on you. Someone's asking a question here on our Instagram Live. So let's just help the person. I don't know if you can see it. He says, I'm trading with a FX broker here in Nigeria. And it says, I want to know, for brokers being regulation, does that also guarantee my funds with them in any circumstances? I'm sure there's some typo there.
That's kind of, I got someone who sent me a DM on Twitter a few days ago, And this person went into forex trading and lost a lot of money. So your money is not guaranteed. If you put your money in the stock market, it's not guaranteed. These are not guaranteed funds like treasury bills or bonds. It's you trying to buy something. So you expect to sell it at X plus, plus Y price. But the trade could go to you, and you could be selling it at X minus Y price. Right? So nobody's going to pay you for that loss. It's your own loss to bear. So, you know, to respond to your question directly, there's nobody's going to affect trading. Nobody's going to guarantee your funds. It's your own risk. So the same way you don't share your rewards with anyone,
you don't share your risk with anyone. So like the old saying said, to your tents, O Israel. Well, someone is asking here, Desmond from Facebook, he threw in a question. He says, Money Man, can you kindly advise on stock that I can buy at this time, considering, you know, COVID-19? He says that will do really well after the whole COVID-19 pandemic. So the stocks that you probably feel would do well after this is all over.
Yeah, there are a few stocks. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'm just going to mention one stock.
Okay.
And then if you want to know the others, you got to like subscribe to Nairametrics newsletter. We've got a stock select newsletter.
Okay.
So maybe go to Nairametrics.com and then subscribe to that newsletter. One that I'm going to bet on that is going to do well. It's Zenith Bank. If you get into Zenith Bank at price of that, I think that, you know, there's going to be an upside of like 20 within the next 6 months. So
you put that as a possible. You said Nairametrics.com, right? That's the website to go to.
Yes.
Nairametrics.com. Yeah, that's Naira and then M-E-T-R-I-C-S.
Metrics.com.
Nairametrics.com. So if you want more details apart from the Zenith Bank that he mentioned, you can go check that out and get more details. So
subscribe to the
newsletter and you get the best pointers. Well, this person, Osage, is asking about private equity and venture capital. He says, should government bail out these people, bail out private equity and venture capital?
I don't think government is in the business of bailing out private equity and venture capital. It's not government would only bail out small businesses.
Okay.
Right? That, you know, goods and services. That's who government is gonna bail out. They're not gonna bail out private equity, right? Because customer deposits, you know what I mean? So they don't keep deposits. So don't expect bailout if you've got a private equity from the government. I don't think you're one of those people that they target. Government are targeting street shops, people hustling, you know, that got a legitimate business like you as well, but not, I mean, guys basically invest and then hope that when they grow, they can sell them and then, you know, make some money, make some margin, and then, you know, exit. That's okay. What private equity guys do.
I was going to ask this just out of curiosity, because there's been a lot of debate that if there's a pumping of money through palliatives into the economy, it could shoot our inflation rate to higher than what it is currently. Is that fact or fiction?
Well, but at the end of the day, people just want to survive.
Mm.
So, statistics and economics, you got to, people have got to survive. And so that's why you see, a lot of people across the world, governments across the world,
mm-hmm.
right? Like issuing all sorts of bailouts,
mm-hmm.
because people have got to survive. So, like, you know, cause any kind of inflation, perhaps, but I actually could, right? Likelihood of a recession. So there's not a lot of people spending. So when there's not a lot of people spending, inflation rate won't go up that much.
Okay.
Inflation rate did go up in March. Remember that in the first 2 weeks in March, there wasn't a lockdown.
Mm.
But inflation rate in April, I expect it to sort of like, you know, taper down a little bit because a lot of people weren't going out. So shouldn't be a worry at all. Government has got to do what it's got to do. People survive. So based on that, we got to give people food. We got to give people pallets and on statistics and that's right.
All right. Thank you very much for that. If you want to ask a question via the phone line, you can do that. The numbers are 0809-191-3913. That's 0809-191-3913. I do have Ugodre on the other side of the Instagram Live. The money man is, well, not in the building, but he's in the space. So he can answer your question. And you can join us. You can also call 0809-234-5913. There's also one person sending in a question here. It says, hello, Ugodre. What is your advice for entrepreneurs at this time that we're experiencing low patronage? Said, my kind of service cannot be done digitally. He is into cleaning services. He didn't put his name though. But.
Tough for you. But you've got a silver lining. The silver lining is that your kind of business is the kind of business that would boom in you know post COVID-19 we take hygiene a lot more seriously. So I think that, you know, you just gotta wait out you know, wait out this period, you know, hang in there. It's just for another few days or maybe a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as business retool, focus your model on hygiene,
mm-hmm.
And new equipment or new products that what we are all afraid of now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that you make money because let's also remember that a lot of businesses are offices are dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Need to clean mm-hmm. offices.
Mm-hmm.
Weeks and not just doing once. The fumigation is going to mm-hmm. be very important because a lot of people want to fumigate. So that stuff that you can do now to make, so you can do later to make money. So just whether it's right, your kind of business is not necessarily digital business. Online and then, you know, contract you to come over and do the cleanliness, but you boom later. And by the way, you can even because people, you know, there are a lot of people in houses who are looking for people who's going to help them do the cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Ways of going over, I mean, and doing a lot of those hygiene stuff for them,
mm-hmm.
And then clean while they're there, or their offices while they're not there.
Mm.
But I think a lot more modern
I also think he can even start positioning himself to have some top of mind. Maybe you can start texting your clients, giving them tips, or if you use this certain detergent, if you use this certain disinfectant, you'll get this kind of effect, you know, in your cleaning. So people are like, oh, this guy knows his stuff. And, you know, when the whole lockdown is over, when the first person that comes to mind wants to think about cleanliness or hygiene would be your name. So kind of create that top of mind awareness.
Exactly. There.
Like there's a particular pizza brand that sends me messages every day to come get pizza. I'm like, seriously, we're in a lockdown. Yeah. I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. Okay, let's take one last question here from a listener on WhatsApp. He says, "Hi, Lagos Talks. Ugodre, can you please break down in very simple terms what it means for companies who refinance their loans using the tools of commercial papers? What exactly does this process entail? And are commercial papers guaranteed like government securities?" That is from Lowo in Ikeja.
So a commercial paper basically is an authorization giving investors like a promissory note, mm-hmm. To pay them back in exchange for their money. So it's a short term debt note. So I'm Naira, and I'm going to pay you 10%. I don't know if you heard me. I need 5,000 Naira.
Okay.
1,000 Naira, mm-hmm. And then here's my promissory note. So that's the commercial paper, and then you take it and then you give me the 5,000 Naira, and then after I give you back your 5,000 Naira with the 10% interest. So that's a commercial on the FMDQ. That's a market where you can raise commercial notes. So that way that you pay back those commercial notes to your investors. They are not guaranteed, like I'm going to pay for your commercial notes. Commercial notes are guaranteed to the extent that the company remains viable. But I haven't seen a default on a commercial note in a while in Nigeria. I haven't seen it in a long time. It hasn't happened. So time soon either. I mean, it doesn't mean it can happen, but I don't see it happening. So it's a good investment, and there are a few companies out there that have interesting commercial notes that you can invest in. Yeah, that's it.
All right, man. Thank you, Ugodre, for joining us via Instagram. It was good to see you. Hope you're keeping safe.
Good to see you too, bro.
Hoping that this lockdown will be over soon, okay? To have right, a very right, pleasant right. rest of the day. Cheers. Okay, cheers.
Bye.
Cheers. Money.